Chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry afterward. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city. He set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will put his angels in charge of you. And, in their hands they will lift you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not test the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and their glory. And he said to him, "I will give you all of these things, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan. For it is written, you are to worship the Lord your God, and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and look, angels came and served him. Now when he heard that John was delivered up, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and lived in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who were living in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in the land and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people." And they immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the boat and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. And the report about him went out into all Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick, afflicted with various diseases and torments, possessed with demons, and epileptics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And large crowds from Galilee, and Decapolis, and Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him.